Hi, it's Beyonce Fox, and this is Voices of Better Medicine.
I'm joined by Dr. Shakira Sanchez Collins of Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Gosh, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Again, our health means so much, especially nowadays with so many different viruses and things happening in the world. Let's talk about holistic primary care. I used to think that word had to do with religion. I don't know why. I always think holistic means the whole of or something that's religious, but you can better tell us what exactly is.
So holistic primary care is where integrative holistic medicine meets primary care, which means that we approach primary care with a holistic approach. We address the whole person, mind, body, and spirit when we are doing primary care. What makes holistic primary care a little different is because while you still have that long-term partnership between the patient and a clinician, the holistic primary care creates a bridge between alternative medicine practices when it comes to preventive health, new health concerns, and chronic disease management, along with your conventional medicine. And so you will utilize conventional medications and things like physical therapy and referrals to other specialists, but you'll also use mind and body practices, certain herbal supplements, focusing on what a patient is eating to address the concerns.
How do you bridge the gap between conventional and holistic medicine?
So the two did not have to be mutually exclusive, but instead work together to create a personalized plan designed for a patient's unique needs. For example, often we'll have patients who might be struggling with getting adequate or quality sleep. And another word for that is insomnia. So in that case, we will utilize looking at different supplements that might help with the sleep process while also prescribing acupuncture to help with some of the anxiety that might be getting in the way of a peaceful sleep.
And what is your approach to wellness, doctor?
I believe that wellness is a lifelong journey of striving and learning how to best flourish in our daily lives.
Yes.
Our wellness is affected by how we eat, how we move, how we rest, how we manage our stress, and even how we think about ourselves and the world around us. So wellness is the holistic integration of our mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. And therefore, holistic care at the Osher Center of Integrative Health at Northwestern Medicine, it acknowledges the many dimensions of wellness and overall well-being.
How do you address issues like stress management? That is a couple of words that we are all fully aware of, no matter, you know, what our occupation or our lifestyle. At some point or another, we will become stressful about something. So again, how do you address issues like stress management?
We first focus on understanding what is a patient's own unique sources of stress, or another word we like to use, stressors. And so naming what is causing the stress makes, number one, the patient aware of what are the stressors in their lives. And that allows us to look at, well, what actually can be changed? And what things are we going to have to deal with for the long term? And so everyone has different and unique life circumstances that include, but are not limited to, finances, family, employment, just to name a few. But then after we have identified what are the stressors for that particular patient, then we're able to start creating a stress management plan that is feasible, because we don't want the stress management plan to add more stress.
To stress us out. Exactly.
So often, you know, we try to figure out what are people already doing and how can we augment that through teaching deep breathing exercises, recommending practices such as acupuncture and massage therapy at the Osher Center, going on outdoor walks, referring our patients to psychologists and therapists to be able to process what's gone in their lives and also utilize the physical movement and exercises that a patient can use to better manage their stress.
Awesome. And what is one thing listeners should know about holistic primary care?
Holistic primary care addresses the whole person when it comes to preventive health, chronic disease management, and new health concerns. And it uses both conventional and alternative medicine to create a personalized plan for a patient.
Wow, there you go. And it has nothing to do with religion. I have found that out today. Thank you so much for your expertise, Dr. Shakira Sanchez-Collins. And I'm Beyonce Fox.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.